You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 54, The Mystery of the Heart. Today we will discuss more similarities between humans and crystals. Not only are we composed of 70% water, that is referred to as a liquid crystal, but we also share a common way of generating energy that is similar to that of a crystal. This is what I want to look into more closely today. To start this discussion, we'll review the properties of quartz crystals once again. Quartz has six primary properties. They are able to structure, store, amplify, focus, transmit, and transform energy, which includes matter, thought, emotion, and information. We have already learned that water, and it's the water that makes up our bodies, that has these same properties. So that means these properties are inherent within all of us. But we as humans possess even more abilities, and they lay dormant within us until they're activated. The question is, how do we activate our dormant power? If we can find out how to activate the inherent power within a crystal, then maybe that knowledge will give us a clue into activating our own dormant energy. So let's look at how they make crystals into a source of power. Quartz are used in electronics because they can store, amplify, and transmit energy. They are desirable because they can produce a continuous flow of energy. You can say that they are self-regenerating batteries, but there's a trick to it. This sounds familiar to me because we ourselves are self-regenerating. We don't use batteries to create our energy. We are self-sustaining, and as energetic beings, we do not age. We are constantly renewing ourselves. So let's talk about this for a minute. If we are constantly regenerating ourselves, then why do so many people appear to age? One answer is we've been taught to believe in aging. And I've told you in past episodes that aging is an illusion. And what we call aging is the product of chronic dehydration, malnutrition, and long-term poisoning. This is really self-evident because you can look at a young person who drinks too much alcohol and they will appear to be older than they really are. Humans appear to age when they're not taking care of themselves and when they drink liquids that dehydrate them. Alcohol is one liquid that dehydrates the body, and consuming too much of it begins to shrivel up your cells. It begins to dry up the water that is within your cells. So this makes perfect sense why someone who drinks a lot of alcohol would appear to age more quickly than someone who doesn't. It really has nothing to do with what we call aging. It has to do with being dehydrated constantly and not getting the proper nutrition and fatty acids that our bodies need. Slow poisoning is also another big part of it. Outside of our belief in aging, these are the main reasons why people experience this state. There are a lot of poisonous ingredients in soaps, shampoos, detergents, lotions, and so on. They are constantly being absorbed through your skin and scalp, not to mention the chemicals that are being put in the food, either directly or indirectly. This is why you have to become more aware of these ingredients that are in your foods, the things you're drinking, because they are causing many health problems. It takes many years for these poisons to build up in your system. So this is why it appears that time equals age, or what we mistakenly call aging. It just takes time for you to see the manifestation of what has been going on for many years. We're going to look deeper into that subject at another time, but I mentioned it today because it's part of the reason why we believe in aging. And remember, Belief is very powerful because we begin to live our beliefs. We create our own realities. We are made up of energy, and energy does not grow old. I'll give you a few examples so you understand why I keep saying this. These are rough estimates because everyone does not regenerate at the same rate, but it's important for you to know. We get a new stomach lining every 3 to 5 days, a new liver every 8 weeks, new skin every 4 to 6 weeks, a new skeleton every 3 months, and a new nervous system every 8 months. This is just to name a few. There's nothing old about your body because it's constantly renewing itself. This is a fact. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, if we're constantly renewing ourselves and getting all these new body parts, then why do people stay sick or continue to look old? The answer to that question is these symptoms remain because your body can only use the building blocks that you give it. If you're deficient in water, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, and so on, then your body has to use what it has to recreate itself. And this is why if you're sick, you usually get worse because you become even more deficient over time if you're not replenishing what you need for the rebuilding process and stopping the poisons from entering the body. This is also why you appear to age over time. The problem only gets bigger as time goes on. It becomes a chronic condition. And then we give it really fancy names and call it disease or aging. If the deficiencies are caught in the early stages, it's easier to reverse. Otherwise, it's going to take a lot of time for your healing and the rebalancing of your body and the mind. Because remember, your negative thinking is what started this entire process. Okay, I wanted to cover that with you because it's important for you to know. Now let's get back to what I wanted to say about activating dormant energies and the use of crystals. Quartz is made up of silicon dioxide, and it is the world's largest common mineral. It is the main component of sand, and it is not conductive, which means that it does not carry electricity like most metals, but it has certain electrical properties that makes it useful in electronics. Quartz is piezoelectric, which means that it can generate electricity when you subject it to pressure. The precision of quartz crystals makes them very valuable to modern electronics. However, quartz found in nature is usually not pure enough to be useful in a precise electronic circuit. So artificially made quartz are usually used by modern day manufacturers. Everything we're talking about is important because it will become pertinent, if not now, then at another time. Just keep following me. Now let's talk about how a crystal is used to create electricity in electronics. We're trying to find more similarities between ourselves and crystals. Just bear with me so I can break it down. In order for crystals to be used as a power source, they have to take a piece of quartz and attach 2 electrical wires to it, or leads. Then they plate the crystal with some type of metal coating. This makes it more conductive, and it also protects the crystal. Then they have to rate the crystal for frequency, which is basically how it vibrates when you electrify it. Now, in order to use the crystal to generate an oscillating current, which is a continuous flow of energy, the crystal must receive its own frequency. Now, this is important. So once the crystal begins to vibrate after receiving a jolt of electricity, the frequency of the crystal must be fed back into it. This has to happen because the crystal acts as a filter. And the filter is an electrical device that only allows certain frequencies to pass through it, and it blocks others. This is how they create a feedback loop. This keeps the crystal vibrating. Now, I want to bring up some important correlations here because this is really important. This is a correlation between the heart and a crystal. And a proper oscillating circuit, which is a continuous flow of energy that is uninterrupted, the quartz crystal must resonate. This means that it must be in tune with the frequency that is being fed back into it. Otherwise, the crystal will stop vibrating. And the only way to keep a crystal vibrating is to feed its own frequency back into it. Now, this is key. This is very important because it's another correlation between us and crystals. In order for the crystal to function properly, it must receive its own frequency. It must resonate with the energy that is flowing through it. So let's break this down. We're talking about activating dormant energies within us. And if we can learn how crystals are activated, then maybe we can learn more about ourselves. This is how we started this discussion. Okay, now, there are a few things I want to bring to your attention. The first one is how they initially start the crystal to vibrate. They have to send a sound wave through it, and it must resonate with the crystal. This is what they're doing when they send a jolt of electricity through it initially. That's how they measure the frequency output of the crystal. This, my friends, is exactly how the heart starts to beat. The very heart that is within you. The heartbeat is still a mystery to modern day scientists. They don't know why all of a sudden a clump of cells that just begins to form several days after conception begins to beat. They just start to resonate with one another, and this forms the heart. And of course, the heartbeat. This is the very first organ that develops within a fetus. Or we can even say this is the very first organ that develops within an embryo that will soon become a fetus and then a baby. Now, the question becomes, where does the sound wave or frequency originate from that starts the heart vibrating within us? Spirit says it comes from the DNA. DNA is known to have a large range of frequencies. This is a fact. And when the time is right, the frequency of the heart is sent out and the vibrating begins. This is what Spirit has shown me about the activating of our hearts. This starts a process of creation. A new life is formed from the unfolding of dormant energies through the heartbeat. There is dormant knowledge within us, within our heart. Now, if the heartbeat starts a miraculous event like recreating life, then what else is possible through the activation of the heart? There are still many mysteries to be uncovered by understanding the powers that lie within our heart. We're just beginning to scratch the surface here. Every organ in your body has its own unique frequency. And when you're healthy and all of your cells produce their individual sounds coherently, the body is a beautiful orchestra and you are flourishing with good health. So if the heart needs its own frequency in order to start beating or vibrating, it's very much like the crystal. And it will need to continue to receive its own frequency in order for it to continue to beat coherently or to continue beating at all. The heart also acts as a filter because it will not work correctly unless it resonates with the frequencies that are passing through it. The heart needs the frequency of love in order to beat coherently. We now know this through the studies of the Heart Math Institute. Negative emotions and thoughts are different frequencies than love, and they immediately cause the heart to beat out of sync. This is a fact, and there's tons of scientific evidence to back this up. Once again, we find that negative thought forms begin to harm and deteriorate the body. They create heart problems and health problems. Looking at the crystal has allowed us to see ourselves once again from a different perspective. This is another powerful way that we resemble crystals because we must resonate with the frequencies that pass through us in order for us to continue to be healthy. We need positive emotions, clean, positively charged water and nutrients, healing sunlight, and we need to be surrounded by nature. Our bodies resonate with the vibrations in nature, because in truth, everything out there is only an extension of ourselves. And this is evident on an energetic level, because we vibrate the same frequencies that are found in nature. If we just take the time, we can learn more about ourselves from studying everything around us, simply because it is all us. The stars, the planets, the animals and insects, water, and now crystals. The list really goes on and on, because all manifest energy is made up of the same thing. We are all energy, and energy is composed of light. Light creates vibrations, and vibrations are made up of frequencies. And all of this makes what we call matter. The truth of the matter is, if you know the frequency of something, you can manifest it. Love is the most powerful of frequencies, and it is the most powerful vibration. It carries many frequencies that can heal all of our ills. It's time to be love, to vibrate love mentally, spiritually, and physically, to unlock your hidden powers. Become one with that vibration and watch your life evolve into something incredible. Thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.